welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name's Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is episode number 56, I think. Season 2, episode 11. Hello.
We're already lying about our age. It doesn't matter what number it is.
That's very true.
Look, age ain't nothing but a number.
Look.
I was going to say, I thought you were showing the grand return of Notebook.
After 3 weeks.
Notebook 2.0.
Yeah, 2.0. It's purple instead of yellow, which is fine.
2.0, just like the podcast. We're in the second season.
That does actually make a lot of sense. New season, new notebook.
Yep.
It's purple. It's the right color.
I guess, but then
it's
I should
have... It's a color. It's a powerful color.
That's true. It's a color of royalty.
Yeah.
I guess, but then I feel like I should have probably started it in the summer when we started season 2.
Well.
Hindsight.
It's more real life this way. Real life is not perfect and organized.
I guess. It's still going to bug me that I can't find the other one and that there's like a quarter of just wasted paper now in that one. But whatever.
Well, when did you buy 2.0?
Oh, I have... That's cute. I have like a stack of colored notebooks.
But here's my theory. Hear me out.
I think as soon as I start it.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. As soon as you start this notebook, the old one will show up.
I know. That's why eventually was today I made the decision. I was like, forget it. I'm just going to call it. But look, this is like a dollar store 25-cent notebook. You see, it's not even a real brand.
I like the composition notebooks. Me being too. A lefty and all, the spiral bound, it's not good on the hand. I like that. It's softer.
Very true.
It's more
very
forgiving.
That's true. So, yeah. Episode
gentler
56,
touch.
The new notebook. Gentler touch.
Gentler touch.
Yes.
At least. I'm not as, I guess, discombobulated. I wasn't ever discombobulated. What the fuck am I talking about? Anyway. I still have this cough or cold. How is it going, ladies? How are you doing? How was your Labor Day weekends?
Really good.
Well, then I think you should go first. Sounds like you're the one with the stories.
I don't know if it's even really stories. I just like I had a really good Labor Day weekend. I left on Friday morning to go visit my husband down in the LA area. So that was fun. Let's see. We spent a lot of time. Oh, it was like super, super hot, of course, this last weekend. So we spent a lot of time at the pool. We did a lot of time like indoors. We went to the Getty and we went to the LACMA. And I almost met Nick twice, but still didn't.
He's like your health
close,
benefits
but
and
no
alcohol.
Southerner.
Close, but no Southerner. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was funny.
So, yeah. So, I did see a friend from Montana, though, down in LA. Let's see what else. It was like a really good weekend, but I'm trying to think. Like, we did a ton of stuff. But yeah, no, it was good. It was really cool to see, like, where my husband's living now and all of that.
So
on the way.
Living
yeah.
in a nice, is it in a nice place? Like the area
the place
too?
Is really nice. Yeah, the area is really nice. It's like super calm, quiet, safe, really nice, but also
what's,
kind of boring.
What's the
so,
neighborhood?
So he's actually living in West Covina, which I guess is the setting of some show right now.
Oh, right.
The listeners show. Will know. The listeners will know. I've been told about this by like two or three different people. They're like, oh, that's a real place. You know, it's strange because it's just like a lot of sprawl. Like all the stores are box stores. There's no like, you know, downtown area. There's no like, I mean, there are local places, I'm sure, but you really have to find them. But the actual place he lives is nice. It's really clean. Oh my God. Oh, this is what I wanted to say on the broadcast that I can't believe I almost forgot.
This is the broadcast. So perfect.
Wow, you're in the right place. Yes. Fancy.
So the place that my husband lives, so he shares a house with a couple of other people, the toilet has a bidet.
No way.
So, yes.
You got the cleanest asshole in this, on this Google Hangout right now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. In a way, like, it kind of reminds me of the Squatty Potty in that once you go bidet, I'm not sure how you go back, except that I'm back home and I don't have one now, and I'm just kind of, like, sad about it. It's pretty fucking awesome.
jayandjack.com/Amazon for all your...
Can you buy a bidet on Amazon, though? Oh, that's absolutely- like, don't you, you have to go to, like, a Home Depot or, like, a hardware store?
No.
Because it's, like, you know, it's not like you're buying a... iPhone case or something. I don't think
it requires plumbing, right? You just hook it up to something?
Hold on. So this one, I think there are a couple of different kinds. This one is really nice. Like, again, everything in the house is, like, pretty, like, nice, good quality. It's like a seat that's installed on top of the seat.
Yes.
Oh.
And it's heated. So when you, when you sit down... When you sit down on this seat, it starts heating your ass. And then, yeah. And then, oh, shit, I forgot to take a picture. I would have posted it in the Facebook group. There's a little remote control that's, like, next to it on the wall where you choose front or rear.
Okay, I'm totally looking at this on Amazon.
Yeah, you can adjust the pressure. There's also a dryer feature. It's pretty amazing. So I got to do that for 4 days. It was nice.
Tell Frank to take a picture and send it to you to put in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I feel I got to see this thing, especially if it's like an attachment. It's not its own thing. I need to see it.
All right.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
And in the show notes, I am totally going to put a link to some of these bidets that I'm looking at right now.
Great.
Yeah, once you go bidet, I don't think you go back.
You don't go back.
So that was very exciting. I was all about the bidet.
Yay.
Nice. Nice.
So yeah, that was my
I'm all about bidet. That bidet. That bidet.
All right. On my way back. Yeah. To be fair, and I don't know if I was just not doing it right, but, like, I still wiped after.
Well, because I mean, you still have to dry.
It's not a shower. Yeah. It's not a shower, and you have to dry.
Yeah.
So, but it was really nice. I enjoyed it. On my way back, my flight was a little bit delayed, and I started freaking out because, like, you know, like, I was getting into San Francisco. I was supposed to get in San Francisco at, like, 7:30, which meant that I would get into Monterey at, like, 10 or something. Actually 10:30 because I was taking a shuttle and so it was just like this whole mess. Like if one thing gets messed up, then everything gets messed up. But luckily I was still able to catch my shuttle and everything. And the shuttle was late also. But I only got home like 20 minutes late, but which for me was like super late. So anyway, and my plane was delayed because of visibility in San Francisco was down because of forest fires in like Northern California and the entire Western United States. So climate change, man.
Bad luck flying lately.
Right. No, but it's crazy because like the entire state of Montana is on fire, for example. It's like the worst they've ever seen. And it sucks for every person living in Montana right now. But it's just crazy to think that, like, these things have effects in other states, too. Like, it's not even just that state. There's, like, the whole country is essentially, you know, being affected by climate change as we speak. But anyway, that's that.
It depends on who you ask. Sometimes it could just be caused by having a gay mayor.
Right, exactly.
That is just as reasonable a cause. I think we can all agree on that.
According to the USDA's that is very logical. According to the USDA Forest Service's website, fire releases carbon dioxide, a key greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. Fire's effect on the landscape may be long-lasting. Fire effects are influenced by forest conditions before the fire and management. Okay, blah, 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 blah. So they do affect the environment.
We
natural disaster bingo.
Right, exactly. I mean,
more sad bingo games.
But speaking of the Forest Service, which I fucking love and used to work for, like, one of the big problems, too, is that they haven't been properly funded. So,
yeah.
Like, Montana's on fire, but, hey, there's no funding to help them because
right. whatever. Do they still exist?
Right. So, good job. Good job, all of the, you know, right-leaning voters in Montana. Good job. Just saying.
Yep.
And the country. Anyway.
The gun that you're allowed to carry.
Exactly.
Your inalienable right to carry a gun to shoot yourself in the foot with it.
That's right.
Just to bring circle, Wes Covina is the setting for the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
That's right. Okay.
So Franck moved away from Big Little Lies to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Right. Oh, yes, that's true.
Which we have been told time and time again that we should start watching. I know. So maybe that's an extra sign from the universe that we should.
I think I have to now. Yeah. But hopefully, so we spent an afternoon at Huntington Beach, which was awesome. And we stopped by Newport Beach, so we were like in the OC. but Huntington Beach was great. I really, really liked it. And I think that he should, like, next semester, I think that he should move there. Way more fun, like, way more things to do, and really great beach. But I don't understand these places that are just, like, interstate and, like, strip malls and box stores. Right. I don't get it. But
LA is all about driving, so it's sort of relative. Like, you buy a space you can afford to live in, and then you drive to whatever else you need.
Yeah, LA really is all about driving. And, like, the thing is, like, West Covina is, like, outside of LA. So I think if you live within LA and if you live in a cool neighborhood, you can sort of get to, like, cool things relatively quickly if you have a car. And there's more, like, local things also. But, yeah, I appreciate a small town. I was happy when I got to come back and just, like, walk everywhere and not spend so much time in a car. Not have to budget an hour of my time anytime I want to go anywhere.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. But so I got back and I mentioned on the podcast that I started a master's program that I had sort of talked about since last year. And I had that weekend where the whole thing was like the orientation thing, blah, blah, blah. And this was like the first week of class. And I decided after 1 week of class that fuck that shit. I'm actually not going to do this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. I was
that good, huh?
Yeah.
That's your go bidet.
I know.
Snoop bidet.
It's been a weird day because, like, I don't usually, like, quit things. Like, I don't usually, but it turns out every now and then that's the right answer because I'm feeling so much better. Just like it was like the stress was like starting to become unbearable just over the weekend, and it hadn't even started. And this program, like, you have to do so much group work, which of course increases the amount of time because you have to like meet with your group and all this bullshit. And like, whatever happened to just taking classes, doing your reading, writing paper, calling it a day? But anyway, I was just like not really thrilled with the program, and then not really into the schedule, and like it wasn't really it's set up as a cohort thing, so I really couldn't just take like one class by one class. I had to take a full load, which is just too much. It's like I don't really need this. Like, I signed up for it because I wanted a change in my professional life, and the problem is, like, I didn't know at the time that I was going to change positions actually a month before.
Yeah.
And I'm still like kind of figuring that out, and that's been more than enough professional change and development for me. So I like emailed them today and I was like, you know what, I think I'm actually just gonna withdraw. And I know, like, I feel kind of sad that I wasted an entire fucking weekend and one day of my own personal leave to go to that orientation thing, but I mean, now I'm sure. So anyway, that's been my day. And so now I'm having a wonderful day and I feel much more relaxed. Yes.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that it all's well that ends well.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it only cost you that one kind of day.
Right, exactly.
Not a semester of stress and anxiety and
Oh my God. It was going to be insane. Like, I don't even know how I would have done it. But I have, you know, I very much have that mentality of like, you start something, you finish it, and like, I'll just find a way and I'll do it. But like, I just can't. Like, I just need to, concentrate my brain power on my new job and just mostly just do that and still give myself enough time to like run. Cause that's what I was like looking at. It's like, I'm never going to have time to exercise. If I don't exercise, like, I will go crazy. And then I will not, that'll just not be okay. So anyway, that's what I've been up to.
Cool.
That's very eventful.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
I don't think anything I could say right now was compared to that. Speaking of bidets, I acted like a human bidet for the potty training this weekend, which went terribly.
Explain.
It just means I'm still... I mean, we talked about this for 10 minutes last week, and I cut the whole thing out because it was such a downer in the middle of an otherwise fun episode.
Wah, wah.
But let's just say last week what you guys missed was Zachary was going to be held back from going into the preschool class at school because although he pees on the potty just fine, he doesn't have any accidents. He's hasn't had a pee-pee accident in a long time. He just has trouble doing number two. Like, he just doesn't know until it's too late, and then he's embarrassed and doesn't want to say anything. So they were going to send him back down to the two-year-old class. So it was him and these kids that were between two and two and a half, and he was miserable. And we went in on Friday to kind of fight for it and be like, he doesn't belong there. Like, he doesn't like hanging out with these little kids. Developmentally, he's... belongs in the preschool class, and it's kind of bullshit that to keep him, like, we understand your policy, but like, you know, maybe he'll poop better when he sees everybody else going. Like, you know, so whatever. Needless to
actually
say,
yeah, that little peer pressure fit in.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a very valid theory. It really is.
Guess how many pairs of soiled underwear he came home with today.
Oh no.
Guess it was a record.
Three.
Two.
Higher.
Five.
Lower.
Four.
Zachary. Yes, the kid has the best digestive system in the world.
It's like every time he puts something in his mouth. And then
yes, because
like...
he runs around all day. He's a little me. He doesn't ever sit still. So he runs
kidneys.
Around.
They're
and
they're just like
poops.
Working. Like, so good, healthy kidneys.
He really does. Which is great. I mean, you know, I'd rather get my kidneys than my liver, but, which apparently is doing quite well. I mean, by all means, my liver should be way worse, but it always tests just fine on my blood test. Anyway, neither here nor there. So yes, four, I cleaned out poops from four underwear. One was kind of skid marky. Another one was... kind of tucked into the side, so I don't know if he had a wedgie and it just like was up there, but like two of them, without getting too graphic, two of them were like, I should have just thrown it out because it was like diaper quantity. And I've washed my hands like 8 or 9 times, and I've dug my nails into like a bar of soap, and I still feel like I faintly smell a poop on my right hand.
Yeah, you better just get with that like orange off stuff. Just give that a whirl. Yes. Suck your hand in that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. What is that called again?
I think it's orange something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more for like stripping paint and stuff.
So after dinner, I was kind of prepping for the show. Like, I got some stuff together for the next segment, and rather than sitting here and being like, oh, let me find it, I actually copied and pasted things so they would make sense. And I'm upstairs doing that, and then I hear downstairs, Zachary, why didn't you tell me you had to go potty? Well, the kid pooped on the floor.
Oh no!
But he didn't want to tell Jay. It gets worse. He was watching Toy Story. He didn't want to tell Jay. And Jay found out because he went to sit on his lap.
Oh my God. That's a hell of a way to find out.
Oh. centric theme of this episode, guys. One of us.
It's a return to the source. Yeah. Like, this sorry, 15-year-old Zach from the future.
I was like, he said,
but my poor, my kid had to know. The jig was so about to be up.
Also, just let the record state, because our listeners don't have video, but Colleen is literally laughing so hard she's crying.
Because I kind of want to cry. I wanted to cry when I was cleaning out my fourth pair of underwear. And I came down and I was like, being a mom really is the shittiest, thankless job in the world.
Because like, he's just like literally the shittiest.
Anyway. I'm cleaning his poop. So
someday he'll clean your poop.
That's true.
Oh, God, theoretically. No, I hope he makes enough money to hire someone to clean my poop. I'm just saying. But as long as it's him and not his wife or partner or whoever someday. I don't want anybody else to see me. It's not getting me to do it. Anyway, so, yes. But his teacher said today, so like, I tried to ask him and he was like freaking out because I took him right in the shower. I was like, all right, poopy boy, we gotta go upstairs and shower now. And he stepped in it too, so it was in two spots. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, I can't breathe. I'm choking.
Take a minute.
Okay, so at school, his teacher said, and I saw this was outfit number three that I washed. That. He had gone at one point. He had gone two separate times and he had gone. He didn't want to tell her that he had already made. So he said he had to go potty. And then he sat down and pretended like he was going. And when she came out, she was like, there's poop smeared all over his leg. I'm so sorry, guys.
But it's interesting to, like, the three-year-old sort of rationale of, like, he was on his way to a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might have not have been a good one, he but like got, critical
thinking. Like he fake wiped his butt, but like did it because it was all over his. So, and then I saw the outfit and I was like, oh my God, how there's like poop by the collar of the shirt. So I don't know what happened. So anyway, that's what's going on over here. This is great because I was definitely not laughing and crying about it before. It was more crying. And his teacher was like, she sounded so defeated like when I walked in. But then there was this little shit kid in the class who has been in the class. Because I think this is 3 to 4, and this kid is 6 months older. So he's been in the class for a while. And when Zach first moved into the classroom he just came from, this kid was in there. He's this little blonde kid who's like a foot taller than Zach. And as soon as I walk in, Zach comes up to say, he was actually by the door kind of where they were sitting. And Zach came up to say hi to me. And this little shit kid comes up and he's like, he had an accident in his pants twice today. And I'm thinking, first of all, I'm thinking, hey, mind your own fucking business, you little asshole. And then my second thought was, oh, thank God, only twice.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, keeping with that bidet theme, I was a human bidet today. Well, I guess I wasn't. Miss Kirby was, but I was a second.
Yeah, you know.
Well, actually, Jake kind of. So my actual Labor Day plans, though, that did involve pooping. We went to home to Long Island. Zach and I, and Zach met my niece Evangeline, and I spent the night with my sister and brother-in-law and took care of the baby so they could get a little bit of sleep.
Aw, that's nice.
She's like the total opposite of Zach. So she's a month old now. And Zach was always awake, always alert, you know, shit. Like they were like, oh, she's got a big poop. And it was like, I swear to God, it was like two of my thumbnails put together. And I was like, that's a big poop? Are you kidding me? They're like, oh, yeah. She must have eaten a lot. She must have drank a lot. Which, of course, Zach kept going, baby, eat your nipple. Oh,
wait, new parents.
Yeah. Wait till she shits herself four times at school. Come on.
When Zach was in the infant classroom, he actually tied the record for the most diaper changes in one day.
Huh. Again, those kidneys, they've just been good from the jump.
Seriously, he did not get that from me.
Constipation is not going to be a problem for him.
No, and you know, I had posted something on the Raleigh Moms Facebook group about, like, I need help with the potty training because... And I can't tell you how many moms were like, is he constipated? Maybe he just doesn't know because he's constipated. And I was like,
that is not the problem. Not even a little bit. So,
but anyway, so yes. Yeah, so she's so quiet. Cried like twice and it was during a diaper change. She would eat. She would nurse. She would come back. She would look around for like 10 minutes. And then she would sleep for like 3 hours. And then she would wake up, nurse, look around for like 10 minutes and go to sleep. And I was like, is this what most babies do? I don't understand. So
really, it sounds like Caitlin's kid.
Totally does. So yes. So, and my mom was even like, how does it feel to see what a sleeping baby looks like? And I was like, I don't know. Because it was not Zach was a bad sleeper. Because he slept okay at night. Just during the day, he never took a nap. They couldn't get him to nap at daycare ever. I could never get him to nap. Jay used to get him to nap for a half an hour at a time by putting him in the swing. But, like, you couldn't ever get more than 30 minutes out of him. And with me, I had to hold him. Because if I put him down and walked away, he would wake up immediately. So he was just always... You can really tell, I think, babies' personalities from the time that they're born. Like, the chill ones.
So interesting.
And the not chill ones. So, but... Zach likes to have no pants parties, which is what we started when he's at home. This is how he pooped on the floor. Where, you know, we have him walk around bottomless. Now it's all coming together. So my brother-in-law apparently was not paying attention for like hours on Saturday. And at one point he gets up and he's like, oh, there's his bare ass. I was like, just wait. Your kid will probably potty. Caitlin potty trained herself, so I'm sure you or your kid will
too. Oh, dear.
So anyway, that was that. And then I was sick yesterday, so I didn't really leave the couch. But I had a really bad allergy attack, which I had the cough that we talked about last week. But something at my mom's house set me off. I sneezed like nonstop the whole day, and then my nose was just running so bad. This is like the gross episode where I'm just talking about gross things. So I was kind of knocked out yesterday and slept all day, which was kind of nice. But, you know, that was my Labor Day. Pooping babies.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah. I, too, had an allergy issue. So it pains me to admit I am allergic to something at the beach.
No.
Yeah. So I went to the beach by myself yesterday because yesterday was the only nice day all Labor Day weekend here in New York City. Every other day was rainy and cold and stupid. And Daniel was working and no one was really around. So I'm like, screw it. I am going to the beach by myself. So I made my little bag and I brought my Alexander Hamilton biography because that's what you read at the beach.
Yeah.
A 20-pound book.
When you're a hipster from Brooklyn, sure.
Yeah. It's a great book, actually. I'm really enjoying it. But I get to the beach and I step down onto the sand and no sooner do I have a foot in the sand, but like my eyes start itching and my nose starts running. And I was like, oh, well, this can't be a coincidence. I stayed for about 2 hours just because I'm not a quitter. I refused to give in. And then I get home and I'm all sniffly and I like to shove myself through full of antihistamines and my eyes are getting all red. And so I put my like the allergist gave me this steroid cream, and I'm putting that on my eyes because I had a shoot for work today. And I was like, can't call in sick and my face blows up. I got to be okay.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, it's pretty disheartening because the beach is like my safe space. It's like my favorite place in the whole world.
Maybe there was something in the air that was like irritating you.
This is now like the third time.
Oh.
Because again, Hilton Head, I had a big issue there too. So I think this just might be a thing that I now need to like make sure I'm antihistamined up before I go to my happy place. So that kind of sucked.
Boo.
Aww.
But I mean, it was really nice. It was cool to just kind of sit there and enjoy the waves and in between sniffles. And it was still the highlight of my week. We went to see Dunkirk.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, yeah. I heard
it was really great. I will say it. It is, for me, it is the best movie that Christopher Nolan has ever made.
That's high praise.
I have never seen one of his films that was so emotionally gripping.
Wow.
Like, I cried a few times at the end of the movie. I had to, like, sit through. I mean, I like to sit through the credits of a film anyway, just because so many people worked really hard to make that film. The least you can do is sit there and watch their name go by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I was like, I'm sorry, we have to sit here a minute. I can't get up. I need to compose myself.
Oh, I need to see it then.
It was great. It was just a really beautiful example of that you don't need a ton of dialogue to tell a story. You don't need.
Yeah. I heard there wasn't very much dialogue.
Very little. Some of the main characters don't even really say anything till an hour in. Wow. And it was just like, and he said himself that he got a lot of criticism that there wasn't a ton of character development. And I think in this specific instance, that was intentional, that it wasn't about these individual characters. It was about the story as a whole. And they were meant to represent all of the men and all of the soldiers that were trapped there on that beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That they were cogs in like a big story. And it was so well done.
When my second cousins were here from France, like they're super into cinema. And they were here when it first came out and they like really wanted to go to see it here. And it was kind of like, well, like their English isn't, it's hard to sit through. You have to be at a certain level to sit through a movie in a foreign language and like be able to get enough for it to be worth it. Right. And they were like, no, but like, there's not hardly any dialogue. So it probably wouldn't matter.
Right.
So it sounds like that was indeed the case, but
yeah, there really was not a ton of dialogue, but it was really, really great. If your local theater is still showing it, I very much recommend going to see it. There's not really any women in it, so that sort of sucks. But the story itself is so beautiful and so important that, you know, war is terrible, but it's nice to see that even in these really terrible dark points in our history that like the human spirit can still prevail and that there is still a lot of goodness in humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I do want to see it, but I think I probably won't see it until it's on iTunes at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's still showing.
It is.
So there was a few other films we were going to go see, and it was sort of like, well, that's the only one that like probably needs to be seen in a theater. Like we were looking at like The Big Sick, or there was this other film we wanted to go see, but it was just sort of like, well, I feel like those I could see on iTunes, and it would still be enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, now that I don't have to spend every waking moment doing schoolwork and busy work and whatnot. Go see it.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
So both of you guys, when we were going to record today, mentioned that you didn't sleep well last night.
Very true.
True.
And do you want to know why I didn't sleep well last night? This is what I figured out later.
You really first missed the bidet.
Well, I missed the bidet.
Just the butt wasn't as clean as it could have been.
No, like I got home late and I mean, I've talked about this before a little bit, but like I'm like an old lady when it comes to my bedtime and I have like a routine and whatever. So I got home super late for me and so whatever by the time, like, anyway, it's just late and like it just disrupts the flow.
Yeah.
But then I honestly, like, I think that like my mind was just like worrying about these classes and like everything that I had to do for just like hours. And that's why when I finally woke up this morning, it's like, okay, I think I can stop. I think I can quit and it's okay, because I think that I just lost a whole night's sleep worrying about that shit. But yeah, so I did not sleep very well.
That's me every night of my life.
Oh no! Oh no!
That's just it. That's just what sleeping is for me. Like, there's a way that, like, you can't, like, there's a life beyond that, is what you're saying? That yes, not everyone just, like, thinks about every terrible thing and, like, what they can do tomorrow and what they have to do tomorrow and what shitty thing they did today. Like, that's not a thing that people do.
You gotta turn that off. First of all, I will send you these crazy, wonderful videos that I watch every night before bed. It's so weird that I'm a little bit embarrassed to talk about it on the podcast, but I love it so much.
Just remember.
I don't do videos before bed, though. I even did the thing with the phone where it changes the color.
Yeah, but these videos are different. I'll send them to you.
Oh,
it's a different thing.
The night shift, Amanda?
Yes. Yeah, I started doing that. See if that helps. And I'm really trying, like, a very strict, like, half an hour before bed, no phone.
Yeah.
But I think when it, you know, it comes to, like, recording nights and really most days with you guys on the chat, I'm sort of like, guys, stop. I'm trying to, like, adhere to my rule.
Oh, but, okay, here's what I will say about that. Almost 2 years ago, I turned off notifications on my phone. And it's, like, the best thing I've ever done.
Did we talk about this last week? Sorry.
I don't think so.
Then maybe I talked about it with my sister. Keep going, and then I'll go. Yeah.
No, because it's
something about notifications.
You did.
Maybe.
But I don't think it was this specifically. So go ahead.
Well, sorry, it's No, it's fine. It's so distracting, and I turn that off. And I'm still, like, super connected all the time just because I'm a little bit addicted, but, like, I don't see it on my screen. And I will say that, like, last week, Wednesday and Thursday, I had some things going on where, like, I really did need to be able to get notifications right away. And so I turned them back on for, like, under 48 hours, and it was the fucking worst. And, like, as soon as that situation was dealt with and I could go back to turning them off, like, I turned everything off, it is the worst.
The only notifications I have on my phone are text messages, which I don't have the, you know, the preview on the screen, so I can't read it. And then the news alerts, which are probably my downfall, to be honest. I don't get Messenger notifications. I don't get Instagram. I don't get Facebook. I've never, ever, ever, ever gotten Facebook or Instagram notifications, though. Oh, I get a push notification if somebody sends me a Snapchat, but it's only ever my sister, so I generally ignore that. So yeah, I live that notification free life. Do you keep text ones on though?
I keep kind of like you. I usually keep like where I hear it, but it doesn't appear on the screen.
Gotcha.
But also 90% of my life, I have my volume off on my phone. Yeah. So then even that I don't hear.
Gotcha. Yeah, I keep it on vibrate most of the time.
Yeah. But, like, I would almost rather, like, the messages, they only stress me out, like, if they're coming really rapidly. But it's, like, it's also, if I log in to check my phone and there's, like, 40 messages, like, I'm never checking all of those.
Yeah.
So it's, like, there's going to be a whole swath of conversation I'm just going to miss.
I mean, and honestly, so that's usually
like
fine.
I know what's coming and I can kind of be like, oh, okay, we're talking about that. Okay, I don't need to pay attention. I can flip my phone over. Or, like, oh, we're actually talking about important things. Okay, fine.
I generally keep my phone flipped over a lot of the times. Just, I don't know what it is. I turn it over and look at it every 90 seconds anyway, but.
Right.
I like it to be on my time, goddammit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just like to know what's going on and know, like, I like to be able to make the choice if I'm going to ignore it or if it's something I feel like I need to respond to in the moment.
Yeah. Well, I also don't like, especially, cause, I mean, I turn my phone on D&D at night. Like, you know, their phone, like, lights up and stuff. Like, Jay gets 1,000, everything he gets notifications for. Emails. Well, I guess he has his work email, but, like.
Work email is the worst. Get rid of that shit.
It is.
No, I like it. It's freedom. I can be wherever, and I can be like, oh, I got an email. Do I need to answer that?
Yeah.
I would say that it's freedom for me because, like, when I'm not at work, I sure as hell am not checking my email. Like, if I'm not at work, I'm not at work. Sorry. It'll wait till tomorrow.
But I think for me, it's also, it means that, like, I would hang out at work later waiting for an email, and it frees me up to be like, I can go home because the email will come with me, and I can get it in real time, and I don't have to be in the office to receive it.
Yeah.
So it frees me up that way.
Right. We have different, very different schedules where I have, like, very fixed hours. And
yeah.
After that, like, nope.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll respond to you at 7:45 tomorrow, but...
Sometimes I do that. It depends on, like, the client. It depends on the project. It's sort of like, no, I'm training you to, like, talk to me during normal work hours.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes you just have to, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, and we, yeah, that, and that's, I mean, obviously our jobs differ, but I don't want to be followed by that when I go home.
But anyway, so things about sleeping.
Yeah. Sleeping, yeah. I'm like, where were we going with this?
We went down the rabbit hole.
So I actually... decided to look up. I just did a Google search for the dumbest thing that you've tried while tired, or dumbest thing you've done while tired, and I found two different things. Of course, I found an Ask Reddit thread from 2013, and then I found a BuzzFeed response thingy as well. So I compiled, and I found a whole bunch that I thought were hysterical. So, let me just start by saying, before you guys logged on, I think I sent you the link, and it was like 8:40 instead of 8:30. I was sitting here for like a good 6 or 7 minutes, like, where are they? I realized that I hadn't actually sent you the link. So why would you be here?
No, I was sitting here just ready to go, but not ready to go because nothing was plugged in. I was just sitting here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. I need the microphone and the headphones. Although it was good because I'm officiating a wedding this weekend, and it gave me a few minutes to like practice a little. I was a little concerned I wouldn't be able to practice the ceremony today, so I got a good practice in while I was waiting. So
Whose wedding?
I was my friend Becky. So I will talk about it next week on next week's episode. But yeah, pretty excited to be wedding number 6.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, so dumbest thing you've done while tired. I tried to unlock the fridge with my car keys.
I feel like my husband has left really weird things like keys in the fridge. Yeah.
Next one. I walked out to my car and I strapped my son into his car seat before I realized that I didn't have pants on. woke up and put one contact in, then looked at myself blankly in the mirror for a few minutes and took my contact back out. Then I spent about 5 minutes trying to get my non-existent contact out of my other eye before I realized it was still morning.
Oh, no.
nice. I mean, I've done some contact things, too, where I've been like, wait, what? I once woke up with my underpants on my head, but my pants were still on.
That takes talent.
That does take talent.
Or just commitment to take one thing off and
then
the other thing back on.
And then to fall asleep, yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to go old school, like, you know, like a sleeping cap.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's just what, like, well, I could put that, well, the underwear. I could do that. I could do the underwear.
I woke up thinking I was late for work. I checked my phone and I see it's 8 a.m. I hurry up and shave, brush my teeth, and shower, only to find out when I get out of the shower that it's still dark out. Or when I get out that it's still dark outside. Checked my phone again. It's 2:30 a.m. And I have to I'm ready for work 5 hours early.
Whoops. So wait, how did they think it was 8?
They must have saw it was 2 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock.
Oh, so yeah.
And they were so wrong. Tired and rushing. That sucks.
Oh my God. I mean, but then like you get to go back to sleep for a few hours.
But also like, sometimes after a shower, like I'm awake, like I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at that point I'd make myself fall asleep. But do you rebrush your teeth when you wake up at 8 o'clock for real?
Yes.
I wouldn't re-shower, but I think I would rebrush my teeth.
Yes. Yeah. I think my mouth would feel yucky.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm a mouth breather at night, so I always wake up with like bad breath and need to brush.
I think I am deviated septum, so I think I don't fall asleep that way, but I think eventually I mouth breathe.
Yeah. I was so tired today, I got on my bicycle and rode it to the store and then took the bus home. When I came home, I realized what I had done.
Oh, no.
Hope they locked that bike up.
Yes, God.
Seriously.
That sounds like something I would do.
I grabbed my husband's crotch hard as he was rolling over because I thought he was our baby about to roll out of bed.
That's really weird.
So then what did they think they were grabbing?
The baby.
Like the baby's arm?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like what? Could be confused with a baby arm, I guess.
Wait, like what?
I had a friend once who hooked up with a guy who described it as a baby arm because it's really big. Anyway.
Oh.
Sorry, that's neither here nor there.
Ouch.
Actually, maybe it's here and there because, anyway, whatever.
Right. Here, there, and everywhere.
I filled a sippy cup with milk and handed it to my dog. When he didn't take it, I got annoyed and said, "Well, here you go." It took me a full 5 seconds to realize that he wasn't my 2-year-old.
Oh. The theme, makes me feel better about my life.
Yeah, some of these is parenting makes you tired.
Yes. Yes.
I made coffee without any coffee grinds. It wasn't until the second sip that I realized I was just drinking hot water.
You know, I've actually brewed hot water on multiple occasions because I forgot to put the but I didn't actually drink it. I got there in the morning and was like, because, you know, like I put it on the automatic the night before. And then the next morning when I get up, it's like, oh.
I'm so hashtag blessed that my office has a Keurig, so I never have to make coffee in the morning anymore.
That's nice. Why French press. You can't accidentally not put the grinds in there because it's cleaner. It doesn't work the same if you don't. You know. Otherwise, I probably would do the exact same thing. No doubt.
This one is, I put my PIN number into the microwave dial number. Or microwave number dial.
Yeah, I've probably done that before. I often get like my Metro card and my credit card confused.
Oh no!
I think I've tried to like shove my Metro card in like the chip reader before.
And you were like,
I think I tried to swipe the elevator once. I think I was like at the elevator and like pulling out my Metro card.
Oh my god! I fell asleep while walking and headbutted someone. And somebody below was
because
like,
they were like,
yeah. Someone was like, "How does that even happen?" And they were like, "I fell asleep very, very briefly, but I just leaned forward like that and walked right into someone with their head."
That's true. Man. I feel like I've seen stuff like that on the subway because you always have that person that like is sitting next to you, and you could just—they're doing that international like I'm dozing,
the international like, head nod. Church move, yeah,
yeah. And you're like, oh, you're getting real close to my shoulder. Oh, you're getting, oh, it's happening. There's a stranger on my shoulder.
Personal space.
So I definitely do that, like, ooh, it's cold, shiver, like.
Somebody followed up that microwave one with, I tried to make a phone call with the microwave while being half awake once.
Holy shit.
They must have had like a landline on their wall or something.
Right.
This one makes me laugh. It's another tired mom one, I think. I once tried to put on a pull-up instead of underwear after showering. Then I cried when I couldn't get it on. That would totally happen to me, and I would totally cry.
Maybe it's just a senior citizen. You don't know.
The worst I had was when I was frustrated that I couldn't figure out how to get the contacts list on my phone so I could make a call since I didn't have anyone's phone number memorized. Then I realized I was using the TV remote. We're almost done.
This makes me feel better about my life.
Oh, this one killed me. I fell asleep with my bedside lamp on, and my girlfriend asked me to turn it off so she could sleep. In my stupor, I reached over and crushed the bulb with my fist, raining glass shards on my nightstand and leaving a smoldering, exposed element. I never fully woke up. And somebody underneath commented, just quotes, "Sweetie, could you hit the lights?"
Oh my God.
I loved that one.
I've done that sometimes. I've woken up and like the lamp has been down the hallway. Like you've just thrown it.
Oh my God. More often than I care to admit, I've put egg whites instead of creamer in my coffee. More often than I care to admit, I am most of the way through my egg white coffee omelet before I notice. I usually finish it.
Just extra protein.
Extra protein. This one I feel like happens more than people will probably care to admit. I was extremely thirsty in the middle of the night. When I discovered that there was no water in the fridge, I proceeded to microwave a bowl of ice. It took me a few moments to realize that water comes from the sink too.
That's so funny. Like the microwave instead of like putting it in a pot on the stove. Microwave was the choice.
I love that one too.
Oh my god.
Mist of shaving cream for toothpaste. Realized it after it started burning. That woke me up a little bit. And then I think this is the last one, but there's a couple within it. I've put my glasses, phone, and remote in my fridge. Was very confused a few minutes later as I had no idea where those things were. I once tried to open my front door with my car key. It's a remote control key. I stood for probably a minute in front of the door trying to get the bastard open. Made an omelet, was going to put salt on it. I had baking soda next to my salt. Well, that tasted horrible. Oh. And then here's the one that's the kicker, which is the old, because those are kind of like meh, but here's the one. Woke up in the middle of the night and was freaked out because of something. Not sure what was going on because I was asleep. I saw my earplugs on the nightstand. Took one and ate it and went back to sleep. I remember chewing it for a long time before swallowing it. Another footnote edited to add, I've gotten some questions about the earplug thing. I'm really not sure why I ate it. I never found it again, so I'm pretty sure I swallowed it. But I remember being freaked out for some reason, probably from a weird dream. I guess it passed easily because I don't recall having any trouble passing it. And then the username was Strawberry Blondish. And she goes, reminder, I'm not blonde. I'm strawberry blonde.
Oh,
man.
If anybody has done anything remotely dumb like that while being tired, please let us know because I want to hear it. The broadcasters3@gmail.com. All right. So that was what I had. I don't know if you guys want to get into the facey back or not.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is a proper time for facey back.
Woo! this is from the I'm with Trina episode. Mike says, excellent episode. She has certainly lived a full life. Can't wait to check out her autobiography. Aunt Cindy said, love the interview so much. I've ordered my copy of Last Girl Standing and can't wait to read it. And yes, book club! Trina Robbins is one inspiring human being, and I feel honored to have met her with you, Colleen, at SDCC. That's San Diego Comic-Con. Special thanks to Cliff. He knows what I mean. Just to break the behind the scenes here, she got in on Cliff's badge. So thanks, Cliff. And then, again, fun interview, left me wanting more. That's what she said. I hope that's nice. Not what she said. Just kidding. And then Matt said she probably would have revealed her fancy panties number if she had stayed on longer. Why did we have to ask her that? Oh, because we were trying to
she's like 80. Yeah. Right. Because we were trying not to show how much we are not like professional interviewers. We already got a ton of facts wrong. We're trying to come away with some dignity.
That's true. Hey, speak for yourself. My best interview moment ever was with a Survivor contestant. Shani, do you know what I'm talking about?
Stephen Fishback?
No.
Oh, okay.
With Jessica? I asked her about Ken and Will's voices.
Oh, yes, I do remember that now.
Ken is a 10.
I was thinking that's about the interview. Okay, well, my favorite moment was when you interviewed Stephen Fishback and you said something. I can't even remember what it was. And then you're like, I'm not hitting on you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not hitting on you or anything. I did say that.
Which is hilarious because anyone who knows about Colleen and her Survivor self knows that she's fucking obsessed with Stephen Fishback.
I'm not anymore.
May or may not have been hitting on him, but I think even said you were like, I'm married. I'm not hitting on you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not hitting on anything. I'm married. And then I made sure afterwards, just in case he was like, who the fuck was that girl? That I posted a lot of pictures on Instagram of Zach and Jay just to be like, I swear, I love my family. I don't think it's ever going to get better than that second chance to see. That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
And then regarding our last episode, the one after the Trina episode, which we recorded those back to back, which can I just say that title is one of my favorites ever.
It's pretty awesome.
Lannisters versus Targaryens in bed.
In bed.
I don't know if I completely get it, but you guys think it's funny, so I think it's funny.
Well, it does, like, hit a couple of spots.
It hits all the right spots, which I don't think Jon Snow was doing, so.
Probably not. I mean, he looks pretty boring.
So, point. But, Well, at least Cersei does. We know Cersei does. Cersei could have probably gotten Dany off better.
Yes, but Dany's not. Yes,
a Cersei Dany sex scene. Oh my god, I would be all over that.
Oh my god, I'm sure there's probably a lot of fanfic out there already. We might have to track some down.
I'm not gonna put that in my Google search history to show note it. So just send it to me.
Yes.
Anyway, JP says, I think listeners need to come up with a fancy panty list Game of Thrones edition. So this is actually kind of a fun idea, but I am not that clever. So I definitely need people to write in suggestions on that. But this could be like our expansion pack.
So we have a few ideas already, which is pretty amazing.
So JP's suggestion was missionary with no thrusting, going down on your brother, etc. And I was like, our first crossover with
Nervous Laughter, right?
Game of Thrones with J-Jack and Nick. Nick suggested reverse doggy the butt sniff. Matt said, so what would dragon style be? We definitely have to figure that one out. And taking the black has to be a euphemism for something. I don't know why we didn't think of that.
Is there any black to be taken in Game of Thrones? Good lord.
It's true.
Talk about a white show.
Well, I was just going to say, you could say, like, hey, Grey Worm, I'll casterly your rock. Get it? Do you get it?
No. No, I don't.
Well, you're not supposed to. I think she might get it.
I mean, like, yes. But, like, I gave you a laugh.
It was terrible. It's like a laugh was about as what you were going to get.
It was so terrible. But that's okay.
I mean, all he has is rocks, but... Or... All he has is not rocks. Did we ever actually get that answered?
What, about the Unsullied?
Yeah, which part do they not have?
I think they just don't have the penis part.
Okay.
I'm going to text Nick right now.
Do they have no balls or no shaft?
Let's see. Well, clearly we found out that Theon has nothing down there since he got punched in the nuts several times, kicked in the nuts and didn't work.
True. But I think veer into spoiler territory for just 2 seconds also, when Grey Worm had his moment in this last season and like all the guys were like so confused as to, like, what happened. It was just kind of funny because, like, hey, like, actually, it doesn't always have to be about penetration.
Yeah.
Masande could have had a perfectly wonderful time.
But anyway.
Okay, I just asked Nick a question. Do the Unsullied have balls as in testicles? Just in case he was confused. In case.
Well, they have.
I meant footballs.
Because, like, castrati footballs. I mean, don't.
What did you want to
know? Like,
did you mean something different?
I mean, do they have balls and no shaft, or shaft and no balls?
Do they have balls and no shaft?
Because, like, when you castrate a dog.
And no balls.
Right. When you castrate a dog, for example, you just take off the balls.
Asking for a friend. Okay. Well, hopefully he'll get that. Yes, that's right. Is it like dog castration or. This is just such a happy episode. Okay. Mike says, I want nothing to do with living in the past, filth, stench, and even less progress than the modicum today. No thanks. And then Janet posted the link to an article. This might lend some insight as to whether or not we're living in the best of times. And the article is called
U.S. has regressed to developing nation status, MIT economist warns.
Thank you.
But I would say, even though that is alarming and we should definitely pay attention to that, like I mean, give me modern day America over Middle Ages still any day.
Like, well, and I think it goes a little more granular. I think it means, you know, sort of talking about modern day as in like the past decade, as opposed to like, you know, modern day, including like the 70s or 80s, like it's a little more hyper specific, but it was an interesting read. I would definitely, if you guys haven't had a chance to skim through the whole thing, it was very interesting.
Yeah, no, definitely. I saw that popping up around a lot of places recently.
You can check that out on the Jane Jack Facebook group thread, which is facebook.com/group/JaneAndJackGroups. Groups, you know, singular. Nick's just replied podcasting, and I was like, so am I. So is that a yes or a no to the balls question?
I'm going to post that in our group chat because I once had the audacity to post in there while they were podcasting, and I got told they were podcasting. So now I'm just going to say...
So about that balls question.
Hey, Nick, about that balls question. Yes, please make sure. Oh, you did?
Added his name, just to be clear.
Okay, so that's a to be continued. Oh, he said, I think they still have a penis and balls, but something internal is snipped, so they both shrink.
What?
Well, that's...
What?
So, like, a vasectomy?
I don't think so, because we're talking about, like, the Middle Ages. They're not doing that kind of surgery, correct?
Right. I think they're not quite as precise.
Ooh, okay. I don't even know how to respond to that.
What?
Thank you, friend. Okay. All right, moving on. JP says, my fancy panties number is 20 and 0 on the number of dick pics sent. one of my fancy panty numbers later led me to becoming that Eskimo brother that you heard about. And no, it's not the been with many one. But question, would you expect someone's number of partners to be higher, lower, or equal to their fancy panty, blah, 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 you know, that number, your FP number?
No, I don't think they have to be related necessarily.
No, I think there's a good chance that you do multiple things with the same one person. I think that, I mean, mine certainly don't line up.
I think that there's no right or wrong answer to that. And there's probably no really general, I mean, as a whole, because we've got, what, 30 numbers, 28 of them?
Right.
Likely you're probably going to have a higher fancy panty number than a partner's number, but you never, I mean, you know, it doesn't. There's no set thing.
Goals. Yes. Right. Actually, I think mine is reverse. I don't know what that has to say about me.
Wait, that you have more partners than fancy panties?
Potentially. Or they're pretty even. They might be pretty even, actually. Well, but I've also been single a lot longer than you ladies.
No, that doesn't, yeah, that doesn't strike me as odd.
Yeah.
No, I was just, like, thinking about, like, part of the thing for mine is that I've been with the same person for so long.
Exactly. So it's like we're literally on opposite ends of that spectrum. So it's, the number would be different.
It just varies.
But the ratio between the numbers would be different.
Yes.
Space between the numbers. I don't know. Words.
Words. Word. So I think we answered but not answered that question.
Maybe.
My fancy panty number is higher than my number of partners.
Yeah, mine's about twice.
So there we go.
Yeah, but hey,
I still think, and I haven't put too much thought to it. I think mine are pretty even, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not dead yet, so knock on
wood. Yeah, there's plenty of time.
There's plenty of time for both numbers to go up. I mean,
okay.
That was supposed to be a quick segue into something else.
Yeah, sorry. this whole Unix thing now came up in this chat because Shandy opened a can of worms. Boston's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? He wants to know if you're, you're asking Nick about his manscaping.
No, I most certainly am not.
And then all of a sudden he caught on and was like, so what do the Unsullied look like? So awesome. So it's still to be determined. All the questions not getting answered tonight.
Yeah, jury's still out.
I just really love that I asked yes balls, no shaft, or no balls, yes shaft, and Chris was like, is this is this a manscaping guideline question? Like the idea of someone shaving all of their shaft as if they like had a hairy, anyway, whatever.
Right. That just seems really like dangerous.
And excessive.
If you have a hairy penis and shave your shaft, let us know so Shandy can rest tonight. We don't want Amanda to lay awake for too many nights longer worrying about the answer to this question.
Yep, guys, the dreams tonight are going to be weird. Gonna be real weird. Just a bunch of like woolly mammoth shafts.
Well, as long as you're not thinking of Nick or Boston.
Oh my god, it's gonna be see it now, it's like manamana.
I don't even know where we're going with that.
I think we should hard left, get us out of here.
So do Unsullied hang right or left then?
Well, but I think we haven't determined if you have anything to hang.
Well, according to Nick, you do. Okay.
But if you don't, so then you don't have the balls, then it wouldn't hang either way, right?
Well, he said that they have both, it's internal.
I don't know, but I don't believe that. And
that
he also
sent
a thing. Yeah, he sent a thing about eunuchs, which are like castrati. They have their testicles removed. So are the Unsullied like eunuchs? Probably. Can you get it up if you don't have testicles?
I don't know.
Because like if you have a vasectomy, you can still get it up.
It's like a muscle, right? There would be no. There's just you don't have anything to.
Okay, I just want the record to state that I am typing this into Jay's big desktop. Can you get it up with...
Into Jay's big desktop?
Without... Oh my god! When I start to type in, can you get it up without? Balls is the first thing that autofills.
I mean, clearly you are not the first person to ask this question.
Really?
To be fair, it is the most logical.
Right.
No.
This is from Go Ask Alice. I don't know. You can take this one as you will. Okay. The testicles produce male hormones. Men that have lost both of their testes may experience a reduction in sex drive and difficulty in getting or maintaining an erection. When both testicles have been removed, the next step is usually testosterone replacement therapy, which can be discussed with one's primary health care provider or urologist. Because testicles produce sperm, losing both also means that a man can no longer have biological children.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, okay.
Like, that's the dull one.
So, thanks, Alice.
I don't know what they're talking about on their podcast, but I actually feel like now we've given them a lot of interesting topics, and I'm kind of regretting doing that.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm happy to contribute.
Okay. To wrap up Facyback, Allison says, I'm just going to leave this here, and it is an article to a Deadline Hollywood. The headline is, American Horror Story cult trailer teases Trump's influence on new season of FX anthology. It says, based on the opening credits, Murphy's Instagram teases the title reveal. Oh, sorry, this is based on the opening credits, comma, Murphy's Instagram teases and the title reveal stunt at Comic-Con. I don't know what that was. Colt has been hinting that the Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton presidential election would factor into the new season. The trailer starts with Sarah Paulson's character having a meltdown at the announcement of Trump's presidential win, while Evan Peters wildly celebrates. From there, Murphy's horror-driven storytelling comes into play with paranoia and cultish clowns. All right, well, I definitely...
Clowns are terrifying.
Paranoia and cult clowns, I definitely see the analogy.
Yep.
Ba-dum-cha. And then speaking of, I guess we're going to head into the segment that we now like to call Butter's Email. Butter Email.
Got it. Yes,
I like it.
I'm just going to let Shani take it away.
Okay, so this week in Andy's virginity. Hey, ladies. I am doing better with my allergies, although it's that annoying thing where I'm 90% better, but that 10% of the ickiness sticks around for a long time. Only started getting back in the swing of looking around and see a few intriguing candidates. Hopefully something pans out soon. When I was younger, I thought that getting a girlfriend / laid would make things better, but now I know that's not the answer. Good relationships help us weather the storms of life, obviously, but thinking it's the solution in and of itself is a fantasy. That's how I try to see it as a late bloomer. While being a virgin at my age sucks, I'm not in the depths of despair over it. It's more dissatisfaction. We all have something in our lives we're not happy about, but we're not crying ourselves to sleep over it. I don't have much to report this week, but I saw an article on Facebook that could be beneficial for your listeners and not just me doing sex research. It's all about the clitoris. So it is a story in Teen Vogue, and I haven't actually clicked on it yet.
Oh, there is, I mean, gosh, it was so perfect for us to just talk about Unix, because there is definitely a very graphic of female anatomy.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, I see that. I like it. So the article in Teen Vogue is, clitoral stimulation is important. New research shows. Like,
hello.
Clitoral stimulation is literally how the majority of women get off. But whatever. Okay, so that's an interesting article. Sorry, I don't really know what to do with it because I'm not going to read the whole thing on the podcast.
I am the clit commander.
Yes. The article does mention OMG Yes, which we've talked about on the podcast before, so that's pretty awesome. Okay, so getting back to the email, Andy then goes on to say that it also led me to a delightful animated documentary short about it, which, to sweeten the pot for Shandy, is in French. Thankfully, there are subtitles. And I will have you know, Andy, I actually posted this on my Facebook wall a couple of short months ago, and it is a delightful little video. Not only is it in French, it is in Canadian French, which is like an extra plus for me, obviously. We know how I feel about Trudeau, but just Canadian French is just, it's just a great accent.
And it was an extra plus for her clit, too.
So I'm sure we can link to that somewhere, or you can just become friends with me on Facebook, and I will. Okay. Okay, so Andy says, thanks again for such warm feedback. It's one of the high points of my week. With the kind of response I've gotten so far, I'm expecting to make someone cry tears of joy when I get to the good stuff. I will certainly keep writing as my journey continues. Hashtag I'm with hers, eventual clit commander, Andy.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah, good reading and viewing materials. I commend you. So the video, seriously, it's great. It really is great.
Cool. Well, I will put in the show notes, so everybody make sure you check them out. I'm debating leaving the article that is titled Clitoral Stimulation is Important on Jay's desktop next to the Toys R Us Ghostbusters PKE meter and a bunch of other toy sites. I'm just going to slip it in.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a wise choice.
Well, I don't think Jane has any problem with that knowledge. That one pretty well. But yeah, that's it for our email this week.
Yes.
Hopefully some of the feedback will pick up next week when everybody is caught up. If you have feedback for us, you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. That's, what is that, 331-BROADS3 or something like that?
Yep.
That's two little letters. Whatever. Anyway, it's 331-276-2373. Let me try that again. It's, shit, 331-276-2373. I mean, if you have stupid stories of what you've done, I mean, stories of stupid things that you've done while tired. Apparently, I'm tired because I can't speak. If you have stories of stupid things that you've done while tired, send us an email. You could also send us an email of any of the other multiple things. If you are an unsullied, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your dick pic. We're not a cop or an escort. Full disclosure.
Unless it's the end of the world. I have to put that out there.
Yeah. And I think that's about it. You know, I'm going to San Diego in 2 weeks for a wedding, and I'm kind of nervous about going to the West Coast. Whatever.
Because it's the best coast?
Yeah.
Because of earthquakes?
Because of everything. Anyway. thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can check out patreon.com/JayandJack at the different levels there. And we actually welcomed some new patrons recently. David, Connor, there were a couple of other people, which now I'm the literal worst because I don't have it up. So maybe next week I'll make a note to thank
you. Well, that's what he said.
Oh, well done. Well played.
very well played. So if you become a patron in the next week, we'll thank you on the show next week. But no, thank you to everybody. You can also go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link up top. Special thanks to some of our patrons who contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, who I noticed on Twitter his handle is Ed the Mailman, which made me laugh. Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart. So thank you guys very much. Thank you to everybody. If you want to get a bidet on Amazon or anything else on Amazon, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. And search that way, but I will put a link to Shandy's favorite bidet in the show notes. And then make sure you check out some of the other shows on this network, including you can go to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen is starting up soon, as soon as Survivor comes back. And we're going to do a preview show for the cast list sometime, I think, this week. You can check out Jay and Jack's Ramblecast. You can check out, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, go back and listen to Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick. And, you know, as we had a live promo for them on this show, Nick can answer all of your questions about all of the genitalia of the characters on Game of Thrones. So, special thank you again to Nick and his unsullied advice. Jay just walked in and he's not doing the Ramblecast tonight, so he has no clue what's going on. You're just gonna have to listen to the show, but or you can just catch up on that chat that you have on silent. But
which I can't blame you for. It's right. The only way to be.
And then I think there's other shows too, and I can't think right now because I've just totally lost my flow. Whatever. Those are the ones that are on now. All right, guys. On that note, I don't even know where we were going with this. Sorry about all the poop talk. And I'm Colleen.
I am Amanda.
And I am not sorry.
Never sorry.
No.
Okay, now while the coughing and laughing, I'm like literally holding my legs tight so I don't pee myself. So
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
I am too.
I'm really proud of you.
I was in a couple of close calls.
Gotta get those pee underwear.
Nope. I gotta get the pee underwear, that's right.
If you become a patron at a certain level, we can all get Colleen.
Yeah, we can all pitch in and get Colleen the pee underwear.
I have no pride. I will accept donations. Can you imagine if I put a pull-up on instead of the pee underwear and then cried if it didn't fit?
I could see that. Yeah, I feel like that's something that could potentially happen someday.
I'm sure that something like that has happened to me at some point. But, all right, guys, on that note, again, thank you for listening and have a good week and week or whenever you're listening to this. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.